Hi, welcome to the first ever edition of the DK and Comet Show. I'm your host, Comet. Unfortunately, DK couldn't join us tonight because he was having computer difficulties, but he should be around for all future episodes. Now, in celebration of our 7th annual Elite Summer Contest, I would like to just go over a few things and hopefully gear everyone up for the long road ahead. I would first like to start off by saying that I would like to make this podcast a weekly basis, even a few times a week if possible. I would also like to get as many different people on here for interviews and whatnot as I can to keep things fresh and exciting. So if you're interested in being interviewed by myself and DK, then feel free to contact either of us, and I'll be leaving my contact information in my post. As you should already know, the summer contest is in fact underway, and if you haven't voted yet, you should contact John Endgamer Barber and have him set up a voting page for you, because this year's voting system is actually 100% automated, which is pretty cool. Also, if you're in the contest yourself, you should head on over to Speedrun Wiki and check out your bio. Make sure it's completely up to date. And if you're having difficulties updating it, you should contact either Jimbo or Shep, and they will give you a hand updating it. While you're at it, you should find yourself a nice updated picture and send it to Whiff. That will be your match picture. And trust me, if you don't send one to him, you're not going to like the one he gives you. Also, if you're curious to see what the bracket looks like, you can head on over to www.theendgamer.com/elite/2009. While you're over there, go ahead and enter a prediction bracket. Show us who you think will win this year's Elite Summer Contest. You can also check out the cool side pages. They have lots of stats and other neat things that you can check out. Now, if you're wondering exactly what this show is going to be about, basically what we're going to be doing here is taking a look at upcoming matches and just looking through the divisions. And we'll also be looking back at previous match results and discussing them in high detail. Because, as you may or may not know, I am, in fact, the reporter for the summer contest, so this will be a neat way to get things out. We also like to get the take of anybody who comes onto this show and just see what they think about particular matches and find out what they think about the contest in general. Now, one final thing I would like to say during this introduction phase is that I would like some sort of intro for the show. So, if you have any maybe musical or just creative skills at all, you can perhaps contact me if you're interested, and I can let you know exactly what we're looking for. I'm not looking for anything too fancy, just basically something to distinguish the show and to basically let everyone know what they're listening to. So, with that, on to the interview. Today we're going to be interviewing Thomas Andrews, also known as Whiff. How are you doing, Whiff?
Doing pretty good.
It's good to hear. So, what do you think of this year's summer contest? You like the format? Did you like it last year?
Well, I just like that the format is always changing every year. So, this one's new, and it's, I don't know, it's interesting.
Yeah, unique to say the least, with, everyone getting a chance to, have their say.
For sure.
So what we're gonna do here is just take a look at the first division, and just go through the matchups one at a time. Why don't we start with today's matchup? We have Cum versus Wobbs. Quite the way to start off the contest. What do you think?
Well, it's always good to have your 4 and 5 seeds. So, I think it's just going to be a close game, you know, since it's 4 and 5. You'll probably have it be end up being like a 3-vote decision.
Yeah, definitely. They're both really strong contest forces, too. And they're both really packing the chat support.
I don't. Well, is Wubs really still in chat?
Not so much anymore, but I'm sure he's going to get most of the European support behind him, which is always a very strong showing.
Well, I mean, with all the new scooters that are out there right now, I just feel like since comes, you know, really a big chat and a chat person, and he's always in there, you know, every day talking to people, he'll probably get most of the chat vote, I'd say. Plus, he's also an old-school person, like Wobbs was, too, so I think they're going to split that vote section for old-school. Yeah, you're probably right, though, that Wobbs is going to take most of the Euro vote, but some of the newer people, they probably have never really talked to Wobbs, and they probably know come more, so I'm guessing Steve would be able to give him a bit of a challenge for that Eurovote that Wobbs seems to use for his advantage, I guess.
What do you think about people anti-voting Steve, though?
Oh, well, everyone ends up getting an anti-voter or two. And in chat, you know, there are some people that are very vocal about being against Comp, but I think he's just such a strong chatter that any anti-vote is just going to be a minor thing. I don't really think it's going to bring him down too much.
You know, I think you're right there. Maybe if Wobbs was still around, he'd probably give a really good run, but I think because of his inactivity, he's just going to lose too many votes of it, and he's going to lose by a couple. But it's still going to be a very good match, to say the least. Now, the winner of that match would end up going against the winner of the match of Goose and the play-in winner, who was Greg Larkin. Now, were you surprised at the results of the play-in?
Not really. I mean, Lark is a pretty good chatter, and I really haven't frequented the GoldenEye boards a lot. So, but I'm assuming that he's got some GoldenEye votes behind him. Let me check real quick who was in the play-in. It was
Kingpin, Alex Hollingsworth, and Nolan Bocom.
Most of these people, like the first two, Nolan Bocom and Hollingsworth. Well, actually, that's Axum, but I don't really recall them being very active on the boards, but maybe that's just a personal bias because I really frequent only the general chat boards and things.
And Kingpin has been posting lately, but mostly in the video game boards.
Oh, okay. But yeah, I really didn't see someone like Kingpin winning this thing, and really, it's not that surprising that Larkin won. I really saw it as a matchup between Axum and Larkin, and you just go with the one that they got the most votes, and it really doesn't surprise me that he's in it.
I think the most surprising part was a low vote total, only 26 votes cast in this match. Although that could
be... Well, then again, that's a play-in match, and it's the first one of the contest. So, yeah, I'm sure vote totals will get up later.
Numbers that low haven't been seen since the very first contest, though. I mean, I guess you could really blame it on the fact that Theridel was not on AIM all day, and I guess nobody really wanted to send an email.
Yeah, there's a new format now where we have lots of different people wanting to be the first vote collectors or just vote collectors in general, so all the older school people, they probably don't know that they can't vote to Endgamer anymore, which they had done for the previous, 5 years? So it probably will affect some of the vote totals. I don't think we'll ever get up to our 100 vote records like we had last year or the year before, but I think we'll still get a pretty good turnout.
I think as long as we can get it up to maybe about the 60 vote mark, it'd be pretty respectable.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
So, I think it's pretty clear that the match of Goose versus Lark is going to go in favor of Goose. The real question is, how many votes, how close will Lark be able to keep it?
I think this is one of the few times where anti-votes could get up and bite Goose in the butt. Because, you know, yes, he is a very strong chatter, but, you know, just the stuff that he talks about online, he just really rubs a lot of people the wrong way. But I think he's just, you know, so famous on the boards, kind of like Cum was a few years ago. He's probably going to win this pretty nicely. I really don't think Lark's going to pose much of a threat to him. But I think Lark's just going to try and go for, like, the double-digit votes, which, judging by the number of votes we got in the play-in, which it would probably be an impressive thing, so.
Yeah, I think it really depends on how many people show up that are voting against Goose rather than voting for Lark.
Yeah.
Next, let's take a look at what could be a wild card match between David Clemens and Matthijs ten Hamp. Now, Clemens has recently looked like he's been looking a bit more popular than past years. He hasn't done so well in the past two contests he's been in, but I think he's got a pretty good shot this time around.
Yeah, I'd say that's a fairly good assumption. Yeah, he isn't quite the asshole that he was the past couple of years, but again, he is going up against a very strong old schooler, and there's a same fan base factor that they're both really good players at GoldenEye. I think Matthijs can give him a run for his money, but I think just the fact that he's a two seed, it'll probably put Clemens over by a couple of votes.
Well, I think if this was maybe the Matthijs of a few years ago, that Clemens wouldn't stand a chance, but he's since really fallen from fame and has lost most of his popularity since he's disappeared.
Yeah, it really doesn't help for the old schoolers to never pop in and out of chat or on the boards in, like, 3 years. So that'll probably hurt him a bit, but I think it's just that he's just one of these most famous people that everyone knows. But, yeah, he probably won't win, but it would be interesting to see how close he can make it just on old school votes alone, I guess.
I think he would still take Europe easily, though. They tend to really back their own people.
That's for sure.
I think that's really the only thing that's going to keep this match close, though. Clemens has really shown that he can be a different person lately. Being the GoldenEye champ and just the way he's flying up the perfect dark ranks, I don't think that much is going to slow him down in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
Now, taking a look at our final match of this division, we have Ryan Isran, Perfect Ace, up against Wheatridge. Now, this is a match that I really don't think is going to be close. I mean, you take a look at Ryan. Sure, he's a great player, but he's not really around anymore at all, and he doesn't have much in the terms of personality.
With this, you have a guy that's always in chat but never plays GoldenEye or Perfect Dark, and then you have the opposite with a guy that plays GoldenEye or Perfect Dark but is never in chat. But usually, I think that having lots of chat time helps your votes more than having lots of playing time in GoldenEye and stuff. judging this, you know, from previous matchups that I've had, I mean, I've always been able to carry some of the GoldenEye vote, but I haven't played it, you know, in 3 years, and I think it's mostly because of my chat standing that I get all of my votes. So I'm guessing Wheat may be able to pull the upset here just because he's a fairly active chatter, and he's also quite involved in other things that some of us do, like fantasy baseball and football and whatever, and that's sure to help out with some of the old school and chat votes, like or the old school chatters like Common Boss and Neo and stuff like that. So
yeah, I think Wheat's going to take the chat vote in it, what as close as you're going to see to a sweep in the chat votes all year. And also you have to look at anyone who's currently playing Goal Line Blitz is probably on his team and is probably going to back him up there.
Well, I'm not on his team, but he probably still has my vote. Hint, hint.
And of course, if anyone from the Mario Kart community decides to take a stroll over, I'm sure they won't hesitate to vote for Wheat.
Well, I'm not really up to date on what the Mario Kart people do, but you're probably right. So
yeah, I don't really follow it either, but every now and then you do get the odd one pop in chat.
Huh.
And I'm sure when that happens, they'll be harassed by Endgamer to vote.
That's what he does best.
I'm not going to disagree with you with that. So that about sums it up, the first round, well, first division of the first round. And I'm going to wrap this interview up. It's been nice having you. Have yourself a good night.
Thank you. All right, see you later.
Let's have a special thanks to Whiff, Thomas Andrews, for being part of our first ever interview on our first ever show. And that just about wraps it up for today. I hope you enjoyed listening, and hopefully next time DK will actually be with me. So long from the DK and Comet Show. Have a good night.